So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him.
There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God.
Many videos were placed on social media world with connections to comms that are just blowing everyone away. The amount of sharing and discussion of how things are playing out will just blow your mind, and we're going to try to get into a lot of it today. Yep, we're going to hit the conspiracy world a little darker and deeper if we can. Let's stay calm through this, okay? No one really knows what's going on, but we do know the outcome, okay? So let's investigate. Let's enjoy this. Try to stay in joy, okay? Joy of the Lord is my strength, and we need to stick with that, all right? So here we go. Tell your wife and children I'll be sailing with you. Guys, we're going to be at sea with LT. Just want to remind you, August 11th through 18th, 2024. It's in the description box below in our website, andweknow.com. Come hang out with us. I just realized, and I'm trying to share more, that I've been running into a lot of people in my travels here. It's been difficult, and just to remind you, the graphics on this video aren't going to be very good. But I'm trying the best I can. But we run into a lot of folks there basically sharing a lot of things with them that I don't put in the videos. I say, look, let me tell you what I think is really going on. I just don't feel like I should get it up in the video world because it's just a little too much for most to handle. And they might, a lot of folks don't like it. So also, I share a lot about my family, things that I won't put in my book. I'll be able to share with you at Sea with LT in Alaska, August 11th through 18th. So please come check it out if you would. That's Scotty Marr, Scotty Films. He's always doing good things, and he put this video together for us, a little bit of this intro. Here we go. We're going to start with this Fox News alert. All the spy stuff going on seems to be coming out all of a sudden, even though we already knew about it.
Brand new details about how Obama's CIA targeted Trump and started the entire Russia hoax. For years, we were told that tips from an Australian diplomat tipped off the FBI after a random conversation with Papadopoulos. A no-name 20-something? But according to new reporting by Michael Schellenberger and Matt Taibbi, the whole thing was a CIA setup. Former CIA director John Brennan identified 26 Trump associates to be targeted by the Five Eyes Intelligence Alliance, and then those interactions were the targets and were targeted by the FBI as suspicious. And that's how the FBI launched the Russia collusion hoax. The details of this entire operation have been stored in a top secret binder in a secret room in Washington. Trump ordered the whole thing declassified, and now the rumor is that the binder might be missing.
Secret binder. The binder that we've been seeing. A lot of folks talking about the folder that was handed to Tucker. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. And the folder that President Trump held up in front of anybody, the red one on J6. Many folks are speculating, trying to figure out what's going on, what type of comms are there. But it's just interesting that this guy Waters, who's, remember, he said he has, I think he said he has a brother who's into Q, QAnon. Remember that? All of a sudden, it's putting out information that, sir, we've already known about. This is how you warp the mind. How is this news now? How is it news? The FBI started spying on the Trump campaign after foreign governments by chance discovered evidence that his advisors were colluding with the Russians, the government says. But now, multiple credible sources tell us the CIA asked foreign allies to spy on 26 Trump associates. Yeah. All of a sudden, we're hearing about it. CIA had foreign allies spy on Trump team, triggering Russia collusion hoax. Why are we hearing about this now, again, so many years later? So let's remind you, normally intelligence passed on from a member of the Five Eyes Alliance. Remember the Five Eyes Alliance, if you guys don't know what it is, that would be the five countries, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, the UK, and the US. To another member comes through an official channel for intelligence sharing. However, Nunez, upon reviewing the document that formally launched the FBI's investigation, said there was no intelligence shared through that official channel, meaning that the intelligence was shared through unofficial means. Five Eye, why do former dignitaries still hold SEC clearance? United States in New Zealand equals no logs, no flags, no records. Huh. U.S. Secretary clearance. Authorized Five Eye view plus doc take. Read above slow and carefully. Why do we allow former dignitaries the clearance? Welcome to the deep state. Future to prove the past. We're in the future. It's proving the past. You see how this plays out? Oh, yeah, just in the Mayorkas guy. U.S. House votes to impeach, you know, just wasting their time. Again, oh yeah, they impeached him, put in the news. Looks like they're doing a good job until they try to pass $95 billion to other countries instead of helping our own. Let's see, Benny Johnson, just in, judge in Trump case in Georgia on Fannie Willis. I think it's possible that the facts alleged could result in disqualification. Imagine that. I think an evidentiary hearing must occur to establish the record on those core allegations. Fannie's been exposed. Again, another person put in the limelight for all to see, and now we're figuring it all out. Catherine, follow the Penn Heritage. Did you guys hear about this? Remember? Amazing reporter. CBS News, I believe, dropped her. Well, you guys remember her name is referenced in at least 15 Q drops. You guys know Q. I've talked about it many times, and I'll say it again. Those that don't want to hear about it, I'm going to say, why does the mainstream media get to talk about Q as if, and they put QAnon, and they talk about it as if it's negative all the time. Bad people. Oh, my goodness. Those are just amazing drops that they just make up out of thin air, and they just use that to blame all the... And I'm going to show you some more of that here in a moment of what... Just a reminder of how the media attacks those that want to share information that's given to us, Anons, to basically go out there, answer the questions, work together, and we find out the answers, and it helps wake people up. Oh, yeah. Anyway, Catherine followed the Penn Heritage, whose name is referenced in at least 15 Q drops, has reportedly been terminated from CBS. Yeah. Less than 2 months ago, she mentioned that 2024 might see a black swan event. I'm going to play that clip in a minute. Representing a high-impact national security occurrence that is extremely challenging to predict. So follow the pin has never been more meaningful than now. Huh, White Hot Mike, thank you. Follow the pin. Have you not been following? Think the timing. Coincidence. The attacks will only get worse. They are losing all control. They, the enemy, the deep state, those who hate us, those who want to depopulate the earth, those who brought COVID on us, those who brought the jabs on us, those who constantly try to fill up our country with illegals, those who want all of the countries to form one world government, new world order, those who want to take everything away from you and say, be happy. You have nothing and you'll be happy. Those that think that they can run all the countries and take away our sovereignty, they're losing control, okay? And when they lose control, what do? False flags, shootings, you name it. They're going to do everything they can to confuse everyone. They thought it was yesterday. They were wrong. The fun begins directly after what? We'll make the Super Bowl look like a puppy show. Maybe it's happening now after This puppy show. Now comes the pain. 23 is pain. There's Catherine Herridge, amazing reporter. She's been referenced several times. Follow the pin. Remember, you had the watch taken off by who? Putin, put next to the pin. Everybody's been following. Each connection keeps coming together. President Trump, the time has come to take back our great land. The time is now. Rest assured, President of the United States is backed by the absolute finest people. That'd be Trump. Followed by the absolute people alive, finest people alive, who are dedicated to the eradication of evil and corruption from the U.S. and the world. Find peace. God is with us. God bless and be safe. What other dots are coming together? Thank you, Cowboy. U.S. military whistleblowers reveal how a disc-shaped UFO intercepted nuclear missile and disabled it. Yeah. Q drop says nuclear missile was shot out of the air using specialized weapons package. UFO equals CFO. Classified flying object. Remember that? Look at that. Remember that picture right there? Unauthorized missile fired, unauthorized emergency incoming missile threat activated Hawaii. Remember when President Trump was flying over, I believe, Washington State, a missile was fired at him. And the news came out, the mainstream media said, oh, it wasn't a missile. They tried to cover it up because they're paid off. All of a sudden, we're hearing more about the missile package. Whistleblowers reveal how a disc-shaped UFO intercepted nuclear missile and disabled it with laser beams in midair over California, Daily Mail. Kim Runner, big smiley face, showing that X said, don't panic. Farzad, okay, this is concerning. And then X replies back, only if you're an inexperienced intergalactic traveler. And then Speaker Johnson, thank you, Santa Surfing, kills the Senate foreign aid bill. Thank you for that reminder. He kills that $95 billion. And very amazing things, because some people doubt him. Some people are for him. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Anybody ever sing that song? Because, man, we just seem to be going on roller coaster rides with people, personalities. Who's for him? Who's against him? I'm for Speaker Johnson. I'm not for Speaker Johnson. I think he's this. I think he's that. And everybody starts fighting. And yet, in the end, some good news. Who would have thought? Gateway Pundit. Member of FOIA documents reveal secret 2020 Election Day meeting with CISA, Dominion, ESNS, ERIC, FBI, leftist organizations, state officials, and others. It's only recently discovered. Guys, we got a lot thrown at us. Freedom of Information Act documents showing secret 2020 Election Day meeting. How about that? And they didn't bother to tell us. We had to go out there and record video after video with Rudy Giuliani and all these others going to different states, going to different cities, trying to prove that the election was stolen city by city. But no. Trump told us about CISA 5 days ago. Yeah, he did. The drop says to read both carefully. Did you? How do you show the public the truth? He wants us to know. How do you show them the truth? CISA censored mail-in voting concerns in 2020 despite knowing risks. Yeah, they were censoring. They were caught. This government's corrupt. These people are sick. We know. We've been told. All the drops with CISA were given to us. Now, here's that clip I promised from Catherine Herridge.
Oh, mine's a little dark. I just feel a lot of concern that 2024 may be the year of a black swan event. This is a national security event with high impact that's very hard to predict. There are a number of concerns that I have that factor into that. Not only this sort of enduring heightened threat level that we're facing, the wars in Israel, also Ukraine. And we're so divided in this country in ways that we haven't seen before. And I think that just creates fertile ground for our adversaries like North Korea, China, and Iran. And that's what...
How about that? Was she supposed to talk about it? She's gone now. Well, these folks, these agencies are corrupt. They know it. They were caught spying on Trump's campaign and more. CISA caught. every agency is being revealed over and over. It has to be repeated, folks, over and over. We need to know. Here's more for you. Well, we keep talking about these three-letter agencies. You know, they were once symbols of protection and order, seem to have been weaponized against us, the American people, especially the top 1%. We talk about it all the time. To give you an idea of the gravity of the situation, consider this. The IRS has amassed an arsenal of 4,500 guns, 5 million rounds of ammo, 621 shotguns, and a lot more. The Department of VA, tasked with assisting our veterans, has acquired 11 million rounds of ammo. What's up with that? The U.S. Postal Service, the agency that delivers our mail, has a tactical team also. Man, that's a lot. If your government does not use deadly force on people raiding into your country, they don't defend those borders, but they'll use deadly force to collect your taxes, to enforce unconstitutional laws, then traitors have taken over our country. So a lot of stuff here, but we don't need to live in fear. I tell you what, though, the NMN, through all of this that's going on, this isn't just any supplement, it's a game changer. A recent Harvard study, which you can check out here, showed that NMN can help reduce weight, cholesterol, even blood pressure in overweight adults, and it's important to stay healthy in times like this. This thing has been dubbed the limitless pill and can take 10 to 20 years off of you. It's like the fountain of youth in a bottle. So here we go. I don't promote many people, but I respect these guys. They're fighters standing up for what's right. I asked them if they could offer a special deal for today. So especially since we're going deep into these topics, they agreed to an amazing buy two, get one free 48-hour deal. The stuff isn't cheap, so it's a great opportunity to stock up. Black Force Supplements is ready to fight for this. So check it out. It's in the description box below. BlackForestSupplements.com/LT. Buy two, get one free 48-hour promo. So once again, folks, just wanted to remind you, Gateway Pundit called all this back in 2018. New evidence to back up our original reporting. Barack Obama ordered foreign spy agency to spy on candidate Donald Trump. Why bring it up again? Well, there's a lot of folks waking up, a lot of folks that didn't do their research, got to get the information out, got to keep reminding folks, new ones that are on board the ship. Let me tell you what's been going on. Did you guys know Obama's corrupt? No, I didn't know that. I've been waking up to the truth, but he was corrupt too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the shock value goes through the roof. And some people would say, well, I don't want to bother to be, knowing all of this stuff. Well, it's important because they had a 16-year plan to destroy America. Hillary was supposed to finish that plan. We're seeing just portions of how that would have played out, I believe. And I think with President Trump, the Cyrus, the king, comes back into power and destroys these monsters who wanted nothing but making us sick and destroying us one day at a time. Hopefully it will be revealed. It's all got to go according to God's plan. He's in control. 5-year delta from that time that it was posted for Dan Scavino Jr., right? He had a reminder that early voting is underway in South Carolina, so we're talking about voting. All of the information you need is available at DonaldTrump.com, sc.DonaldTrump.com. He posts that at 150. We see the 21, the 1350. If America fails or falls, the world falls. Through their strength, God bless the brave fighting men and women. They deserve our deepest gratitude. Through their strength and the millions of united patriots around the world, we will succeed in this fight. Peace through strength. Now comes the pain. Guys, the pain logo was posted on February 14th, 2019, 5 years ago, to the day that this dropped. Another coincidence? Don't think so. MJ Truth Ultra wanted us to see this video that President Trump posted with an amazing song. You got to follow the lyrics for this video, folks. And if you're not watching the video, that's fine. I'll try to help you out as we're going through it. But I wanted to remind you of this. At 125 on the videos, who's that? You're going to see JFK Jr. making a salute. 134, JFK, like a knight in shining armor. Sorry, JFK Jr. comes up at 137 from a long time ago. Trump is up at 140 just in time. I'm a save the day. 144, Mar-a-Lago, take you to my castle far away. At the two-minute mark, Trump picks up Marine's hat. I'm a man who will fight for your honor. 213, Trump plus hero, going to live forever, knowing together we did it all for the glory of love. Pay close attention to this song. It was put out by President Trump, and look at the comms on it.
We have seen the beauty of America's soul and the steel in America's spine. Each test has forged new American heroes to remind us who we are and show us what we can be.
Tonight it's very clear as we're both lying here.
They're both lying. That's two liars.
There's so many things I wanna say.
President Trump is in court wanting to talk.
I will always love you.
President Trump hugging the flag. For those listening, I'm trying to help you understand what's being played on the screen, okay?
Sometimes I just forget.
Joe Biden always forgets.
See things I might regret. It breaks my heart to see.
Breaks our heart, President Trump, holding somebody crying. We the people. That's President Trump.
I'll be the hero you've been dreaming of. We'll live forever, knowing together that we did it all for the glory of love.
President Trump walking with his family, did it all for the glory of love. There's President JFK. A long time ago, JFK Jr. Castle far away, they're showing pictures of Mar-a-Lago.
This is what we believe, and these are the values that will guide us as we strive to build an even better and greater future.
I am the man who will fight for your
honor. President Trump with the Marine.
I'll be the hero that you're dreaming of. We're gonna live forever, knowing together that we did it all for the glory of love.
America's destiny is in our sights. America's heroes are embedded in our hearts. America's future is in our hands. And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come, and I love that song. It's from Karate Kid. I never forget that as a teenager watching that movie. Playing that song over and over again on the tape board, and to be able to put those words together with this video really, really hit on the nose. And one of the parts I wanted to show you right here, I'm going to mention it. Here we go.
I could never make it alone.
I could never make it alone. And when that part is played on this video, whoever edited this did a phenomenal job. I will never leave you alone. He's in the crowd for a rally, and then it shows all the military with President Trump when he says, do you know what this is? This is the calm before the storm. That's the video that's being played. And it says, I will never leave you alone. And as they play this, it's President Trump doing the circle with his hand, and that's where he made what we believe to be the big Q. I will never leave you alone. And it shows we the people. We came together because of that intel board. That's why we started recording this channel. That's why they took us down in 2020, I believe. Many others were taken down that didn't really show a lot from Q board. I get it. But they had to figure out a way. They, the deep state, the evil ones, had to use the politicians to get together to vote to say, all these people that are on this intel board, they're bad, they're evil, they're a threat to our democracy. And so what do? They figure out a way to make it legal to have all of these organizations like YouTube, Teespring, Patreon, excuse me, joined together to say, Good. Now we have a reason we could take them down. We're still here. We're still growing. Thanks to you. Thanks to your sharing. The calm before the storm. Another thing that's interesting is if you see the Best Is Yet to Come video that was played at the 55-second mark, 55-second mark is where that video clip was that I just shared with you, where it goes across the calm before the storm. The 55-second mark is where they put that video. 55 is, look to Twitter, exactly this. My fellow Americans, the storm is upon us. God bless. The storm. Another thing that we just have to go over once again. Continuing on from Tucker's interview with Vladimir Putin, when Putin placed his black leather band watch on the table next to a pen exactly 17 seconds into the interview, now Catherine Herridge has been fired from CBS. I told you to get to this a little bit later. We get a little more detail, okay? It just so happens that Catherine Herridge is in 15 cue drops, highlighted the work she did, the Intel board, highlighted the work that she did during Russiagate and asked us if Herridge pen positions are comms and for us to follow the pen, follow Catherine Herridge. Also posted a link to her Twitter with the caption, remember your oath. Was Putin giving a tip to what was going to happen with Catherine Herridge and her firing? Was Catherine Herridge just activated like Tucker so she can help with D-class? She is also involved in a major First Amendment lawsuit, which might bring a lot of evidence to the table. The more you know. And so let's take a little dive into some closer areas on this. There's the Catherine Herridge drop. Yep, 4598 on July 19, 2020. The pen is on the book in the highlights. Remember, we have 3570, C before D. That's Coates before D-class. Sometimes we think it's Catherine before D-class. Who knows? Important to fully digest and understand, follow for days ahead of the D-class. Note the pen. You have more than you know. New York Post, Catherine Herridge, an award-winning senior correspondent whose First Amendment case is being closely watched by journalists nationwide, was among the hundreds of employees at CBS, Paramount, who got pink slips on Tuesday. Yeah. Or Herridge's pen positions, comms, follow the pen. Have you been following? Follow the watch. Follow the pen. There's the pen. There's the watch. Remember, the watch was taken off by Putin. What amazing timing. Everyone's piecing this all together. One day at a time, and there's that red folder. Remember Santa Surfing, Boss Man has everything. The FBI raid was so they could get this missing folder. Remember the folder that we referenced in the Putin interview? I'm going to show you a clip on that in a second. That folder that President Trump was holding, the red folder on J6, you're looking at the picture on your screen now, has evidence that the deep state and the CIA, FBI colluded to set up the Russia hoax. Was that the red folder on January 6th? Who knows? And then, of course, you had the Waters video we played earlier. Secret binders missing. It shows the CIA under Obama set up the Russia collusion hoax. Well, they raided Mar-a-Lago because Trump may have had it all. He might have had that folder. Well, they're in big trouble. Let's play this clip.
The world witnessed a clue hidden in plain sight during the Tucker Carlson and Vladimir Putin interview. Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. All right, I'm lying, I am. But reference the following moment at the beginning of the interview, which has sparked a lot of speculation.
I'll give you these documents. These are documents from the archives, copies, asking to take them under the strong hand of the Moscow Tsar. They are copies of these documents. I will leave them for your good memory. There is a translation into Russian. You can translate it into English later.
At about 8 minutes and 36 seconds into the interview, Vladimir Putin presents Tucker with a folder and sets it on the desk next to him. According to Putin, these were historical documents highlighting important events and timelines relevant to the Ukraine and explains why Russia invaded the country. But there is speculation that Putin was trying to send the world a message by handing Tucker this folder during the interview. He could have given him the folder before or after, but chose to do it during the interview. It was almost like he wanted people to see it. Now, you have a lot of people who would argue that if Putin wanted to reach Tucker Carlson, why wouldn't he just send him a message or give him a phone call? The rebuttal to that would be the fact that had Putin made a phone call or sent electronic messages to Tucker Carlson, the NSA would have intercepted those messages. So the most secure way to forward intel would be good old-fashioned hand-delivered documentation. So what do you think about this? Was Vladimir Putin that concerned with declaring the historical relevance between Russia and Ukraine, or did he provide Tucker with a folder complete with the deep, dark, damning secrets of the United States government and specific people within it?
Yep, because he could put gave him the folder anytime. Why did he have to do it on video? Why did he have the public know that this folder was being handed to him? And more. Whew. Isn't this fun? You guys having a blast? We're at andweknow.com. Watch on Rumble, Twitter, latest news, andweknow.com. Folks, you go there, find out all kinds of goodies, including our new website, thepatriotlight.com. We've updated it. Home, politics, world news, markets, faith, social news, and resources. You go there, refresh every 5 to 10 minutes with news stories, and it runs wonderfully. We hope you check that out. And also, we hope that you go to our store, shop.andweknow.com. Been running into folks with the shirt on. I had my shirt on the other day. Somebody walked, said, hey, And We Know, we love LT. I was like, walked over. I talked to them for several minutes and was hoping they'd recognize my voice. Didn't work. I finally told them, guess what? Guess who you're talking to? And we had a blast. So much fun. Got a picture together. So you never know, folks. Get that gear on. You never know who you're going to run into out there. It's definitely worth sharing, worth meeting folks out there, new friends, and more. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
Regarding the border, you know, talk about the American people not being listened to. They are crying out to the Biden administration to secure the border. This is not a Republican issue. It's an issue for every single person, and everybody knows it. We know the stories of children being poisoned by fentanyl and cities being overwhelmed by migrant surges. We know House Republicans have shown that we are listening to and holding the administration accountable for this catastrophe. We're listening to the people. We're taking action to hold Biden accountable. Last night, the House voted to approve articles of impeachment against Secretary Mayorkas. Desperate times call for desperate measures. We had to do that. He has abdicated his responsibility, he's breached the public trust, and he's disregarded the laws Congress has passed. But much more has to be done, of course, to secure the border. And what the Senate produced this week is silent on that issue. Senator McConnell and I have spoken about this in frank sessions, and let me be clear here again this morning. The Republican-led House will not be jammed or forced into passing a foreign aid bill that was opposed by most Republican senators and does nothing to secure our own border. It's time for Washington to start showing some love to Americans. On Valentine's Day, this is a good day to point this out. You need to listen to the American people and their needs and take action. And that's why House leadership will continue to govern with Americans' interests at heart. With that, I'll take...
How about that? So there we go with the proof of old Johnson working hard to help the people, regardless of what you think about him. That's actually good news. And so, happy Valentine's Day, the White House says, Speaker Johnson, President Trump. Roses are red, violets are blue, the border deal was crushed because of you. How about that? Huh. So I like to have a little bit of humor sometimes, and I think it's important for us to keep our joy together and some laughter. So check out this instant replay from President Trump's team.
Prove the fact that Donald Trump says I want to cut Social Security or raise the age. I've never said that.
There's the red challenge hat. Trump's challenging Haley's statement.
Haley's claim she didn't call for raising the age of Social Security is under review.
Tony? Here's exactly what the official is looking at. Social Security, Medicare, how would you manage the entitlements?
We say the rules have changed. What we do know is 65 is way too low, and we need to increase that. 65 is way too low, and we need to increase that.
Let's take a look at another angle.
We change retirement age to reflect life expectancy.
I think the call is pretty clear, but let's go down to the field and see what official Gene Tooney has to say.
After review, Nikki Haley clearly said she plans to change the rules and raise the age of Social Security. This results in cutting benefits for 82% of Americans.
Bob, that was a rookie mistake by Haley.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
That was a rookie mistake by Nikki Haley. That's so good. So good. And you know what? President Trump's not playing around anymore. We're playing some serious game here, and I wanted to just get this to motivate you.
Battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
Don't you just love that? Love those commercials. They motivate you, get you strong, get you standing up and saying, let's go do this. Awaken Outlaw. Remember when the fake news was doubling and tripling down on the fact that there was no spying on Trump? Well, that it was a preposterous to even go there. Well, now that we've got the information, we've been proving it over and over again. Let's look at the liars from mainstream media, shall we? Here we go. Spied on Trump. Spied on Trump.
It's completely wrong. It did not happen. There was no spying. There was.
It's Pizzagate. The conspiracy gene.
Exactly. It's
Pizzagate. The conspiracy gene is no more accurate than Pizzagate. Mm-hmm.
No one was spying on the president through the microwave.
No one spied on the Trump campaign.
There was no spying.
There was no spying.
No spying.
There was 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 no spying.
Wow. By the way, there was no spying, of course.
There was no spying.
There was no spying
on the Trump campaign.
On the Trump campaign.
It's been a year and a half.
There was no spying on the Trump campaign.
Of this crap.
No spying on the Trump campaign.
Which is a conspiracy theory.
No spying on the Trump campaign.
Facts matter.
And, oh, by the way, no, there was no.
There was no.
No. No. No spying on the Trump campaign.
Got it. Just want to make sure we're crystal clear on that one. Thank you, Dan Scavino Jr., for putting that video clip together for us. And when the truth starts coming out, all kinds of shady stuff starts going on. Chaos at Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade after multiple people shot. Ultra Pepe Lives Matter put this out regarding that fake Russian nuclear space warhead scare tactics. I'll show you that in a moment where they're saying that there's going to be these space warheads. They're going to be coming out of Russia. Shootings are coming. The false flags. False flags doesn't mean it didn't happen. It just means that they put these things together, beef it up a lot, use the mainstream media, scare everybody to death. War and shillery, they want out there. All these things are happening at the same time because the enemy is enraged. Their time is coming and it's running out swiftly. Make no mistake, we live in such an uncomfortable hour because we are a turning point in history. Remember what Christ said, do not be afraid. Take heart on this Valentine's Day. Remember that God's love wins in the end. So we're past Valentine's, but that's when Ultra Pepe Lies put that out. They've got all kinds of things they're throwing at us. So Aaron Bant said, per sources, the national security warning is not an urgent situation that the U.S. needs to concern itself with today. It's a larger term problem, and this raw intel has existed on the Hill for some time. Not sure what prompted the Turner statement. Check this out.
And they confirmed to me that this has to do with a threat related to space. We already have from our other sourcing that there has been reporting on the Hill that sources here have confirmed is in the ballpark, which is that it has to do with an emerging capability from Russia that would be of grave seriousness, potentially, but that this.
How about that? Grave. National security. National security threat. Turns out the urgent national security space panic memo was in reality a clumsy attempt by the House Intel Committee to swing tomorrow's votes to prohibit spying on Americans without a warrant and ban the government's purchase of your private data for surveillance. Edward Snowden, the answer to what prompted it, prompted the national security thing, of course, that the White House and Intel Committee felt a need to scare members of Congress into line for a certain set of controversial pro-war and or for surveillance notes. They got to get everybody pumped up right before the votes. Gosh, I wonder if there are any of those coming up. Yep, they're coming up. Donald Trump Jr., of course, chimes in. Does anyone really believe that there is a serious Russian threat that magically leaks about 30 seconds after the speaker said they're not going to take up funding for another $60 billion in Ukraine? Is anyone stupid enough to buy this at this point? Textbook deep state propaganda. That's all it is. And there's the picture with Putin, and you've got the Russia allegedly wants to take their nuclear capacity to space. The U.S. government are concerned about this. Ask Obama why he cut NASA's budget and neglected space altogether. This also means Trump was right about creating Space Force. I believe, guys, Space Force is basically a cyber deal. That's what I think. It's basically what they use to capture all the information during the stolen election. So that's why he says, when we got it all, we've got a Space Force that got it all. This all feels like another boogeyman story to get the public to fear Putin and generate support for funding Ukraine. I'm not entirely sure, but I do know that the government never tells us anything so willingly unless it benefits them. This is from BioClandestine. There's some level of deception going on. That's for certain. That is for certain. Part of that deception would be, let's see, let's call Biden old. He's getting too old. That's why he's acting strange, right? Because he's getting too old. He can't remember anything. He's losing his mind. So what are they going to do? Like I said, like many people are catching on to, let's push that narrative for a while, and then let's go ahead and throw President Trump in there as the same age. Has nothing to do with his age, and has everything to do with his health. President Trump is perfectly fine and healthy, but they're going to try to lump them in together in age. Check this out.
Of course, when it comes to Republicans, they've got a different strategy for their 77-year-old candidate.
Well, first of all, Donald Trump is not an old man.
He's an old man. He is objectively an old man on a human scale. Trump is objectively old. If he was a tortoise, I would tell him as a tortoise at 77, oh, young man, go off and enjoy college. But he's not a tourist. He's not a tortoise. That is not being ageist. That is being human lifespanist. One thing we know for certain is this. We have two candidates who are chronologically outside the norm of anyone who has run for the presidency in this country, in the history of this country. They are the oldest people ever to run for president, breaking by only 4 years the record that they set.
So this is Jon Stewart saying he's too old. Of course, Biden wasn't too old back when they put him in. Oh, no. But now all of a sudden, because he's losing his mind, this is all they've got. They know Biden's a vegetable. All they can do now is say yes, but Trump is too old too now. That's all they got. While all of this is playing out, behind the scenes, Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law mysteriously backed up into a pond in a Tesla and died. Yeah. There she is. Deepest condolences with the family, Angela Cho. Trailblazer in the maritime industry, a true friend of the Academy. Just a Tesla found in the water at the bottom. Well, that's going on too. Other things. Praying Medic News shows us in a unanimous 9-0 decision, the U.S. Supreme Court just took another step at gutting the administrative state. The court just ruled against the Biden administration in a case revolving around the question of whether or not people can sue federal agencies. While the Biden administration was making the argument that federal agencies were immune from these lawsuits, the U.S. Supreme Court rejected this argument. And they've now opened the door for many more lawsuits to be filed in the near future. Man, that'll be great. Todd Callender is going to love that one. I've got an interview with him soon. He's going to be interviewing me on his show. Looking forward to doing that soon. And we'll get that out and let you guys know when it's going to play. I'm sure he's going to love this. They're going to be able to continue to go after the government for all that they do and all that they force us to do. As a matter of fact, you guys know Kurt Cobain. was definitely revealing a lot of stuff going on with the government. Here's a quote from him in 1993. In the end, I believe my generation will surprise everyone. We already know that both political parties are playing both sides from the middle and will elect a true outsider when we fully mature. I wouldn't be surprised if it's not a business tycoon who can't be bought and who does what's right for the people. Someone like Donald Trump, as crazy as that sounds. They were already sharing what they thought was going to happen. All this craziness going on. More and more we're waking up. The more we're catching on to the treason playing out. Yeah. Day after day. Things that are being revealed. Even on the mainstream media. Let's go to another clip on this.
Curating the 2016 Russia collusion hoax by asking foreign intelligence agencies to illegally spy on the Trump campaign.
Lucas Tomlinson in Washington with more. Lucas.
Good early morning, Carly and Todd. This report from Substack, citing multiple unnamed sources, claims the U.S. intelligence community asked foreign spy agencies to help spy on more than two dozen associates of Donald Trump in the run-up to the 2016 election. It reads in part, quote, President Barack Obama's CIA director, John Brennan, had identified 26 Trump associates for the Five Eyes to target. A source confirmed that the IC had identified them as people to bump or make contact with or manipulate. They were targets of our own IC and law enforcement, targets for collection and misinformation. Now, the Five Eyes nations are the U.S., U.K., Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. Here's one of the reporters, Michael Schellenberger, who spoke to Jesse Waters last night.
If this binder contains what we have been told that it contains, which may include raw intelligence, information showing that the U.S. government, the CIA and the intelligence community of the U.S. government initiated the Russia collusion hoax, that it did not occur in the way that the official story, including the Durham investigation, had portrayed it, then that's extremely serious information.
The report was released at the same time House conservatives are preparing a bill that would reauthorize Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act that allows the government to collect communications from foreigners abroad. And today, the House Rules Committee is set to meet over that FISA reform bill, guys.
Lucas Tomlinson, quite a bombshell. Thank you.
How about that? Just more reporting on the traitor. The one who put the medals around the necks of these guilty parties. And they have pizza around their necks on this meme because they are involved in friends and have been to and visited that nasty island. This island.
Little blurb update today on Epstein. It was showing a photo of him at Disney. He's sitting down at the table. Piglet's behind him. It's him and another guy sitting down, and this guy is holding this girl, like, by her arms like this. That same girl is in another photo with Epstein. They're on the plane. She's, like, laying. She's sleeping. She's laying down, and he's holding her like this. Then, come to find out, Disney sent kids to his island for snorkeling trips for, like, 9 years.
Snorkeling.
Their cruise ships made stops at his island all the time.
Dude.
Yeah. Makes you wonder why they invited everybody to the White House during that time. Why they put these medals of freedom, I guess, around their necks, and yet they were all in the same club. For all to see. Sickening. Sickening. Well, this ought to make you feel a little better. Well, stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you have moderate to high stress, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings. Now, the good news, the studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. If your life is a bit stressful and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Get 15% off and free shipping at TakeLean.com and enter LT15. That's promo code LT15 at TakeLean.com, TakeLean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and is not substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. Well, folks, we didn't get enough of the Super Bowl. I'm going back to it a little bit just to give you some comms from that. One of the things that I saw was a clip that somebody put together where they're putting into the minds of all the people the UFOs. Here we go.
It's me, America's sweetheart, and I just love having a blast. The Mountain Dew Baja Blast. Having a probe me already blast.
Should we report this?
I just twisted on it. This never happened.
Why are you here? State your purpose.
To find a place to rent. I know renters when I see them.
Who is this guy?
It's the top priority when you move to a new city or galaxy. Apartments.com. We can help you get into a lovely one bedroom, two bedroom. I don't want to presume anything. I like these guys. Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
Reports of flying saucers are nothing new.
These are routine sightings, not isolated events.
Are you seeing that? It's spinning. There's a whole swarm of them.
Oh, my God. They're all against the wind. All against the wind. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, look at this. That's 110, 150.
So those that are listening, they keep showing these flat saucers they call UFOs in all these commercials. If you're listening, that's what they're showing in these commercials. Why did they place so many commercials with these green aliens and these saucers? Because they want the minds of the people around the earth that are watching these to ensure that they have this psyop pushed on everyone. Again, they must be preparing the masses because they want you to believe that there are some things from outer space that are going to come at us. Now, I'm going to show you as a reminder once again, because some of you really like these, some of you don't, you get really upset, but they put it in plain sight for us to see in the movies. That's right, they do. Here's some of the information we have, just like they had in Shazam. Shazam can't get through the firmament. It's hard rock. We saw this in the movie. He's trying to bang through the firmament. He can't get through. If you guys do your research, you'll find the government document showing that they can't get through. They show you hitting the glass ceiling. On The Simpsons, they hit a baseball. They hit the glass ceiling and the water falls through into the entire stadium. They show you another one where you've got this complete dome shell over a surface of the earth. We show you over and over hitting another baseball through the firmament with the water. You have another guy trying to get through the firmament for pizza and tries to blow it up. It doesn't work. You got Alex Picard commercial from Hennessy showing you once again as he's trying to go. He actually wrote a book and he said that his capsule filled with water when he shot his balloon up to the firmament. And his capsule filled with water. He hit water at the very top. But they're going to tell us in the movies, they show King Kong throwing a javelin. He hits the firmament. And you can say, oh, those are just movies. Yeah, they're going to put them in the movies over and over again to show us what's really going on. So because they don't want you to believe it, they're going to make you say, oh, that's just a bunch of hogwash. It's in the movies. It's not real. If all this is true, then how can these flying saucers with these beings, these aliens, and I've showed you over and over again what they really are, demons. These demons like to go after our children. Pride Parade in Spain features small girls dancing while wearing BDSM outfits and stickers on their chests and their nipples. Yeah. There they are. Going after our children. Evil, some of them as young as 6 years old, paraded through the streets. The good news about all this in the future for our country would be Representative Bruce Skog, who co-sponsored a bill along with Josh Turner, said that House Bill 515 is designed to give the steepest penalty to the most heinous of crimes committed against children 11 years old of age and younger. HB 515 would be in line with that of first degree murder. Here we go.
Penalty for individuals convicted of certain sex. Meanwhile, a controversial bill that would allow the death penalty for individuals convicted of certain sex crimes against preteen children passed the Idaho House. Representative Bruce Skog, a Republican from Napa, who co-sponsored the bill, along with Representative Josh Tanner of Eagle, said that House Bill 515 is designed to give the steepest penalties to the most heinous of crimes committed against children 11 years of age and younger, and that the penalties would be in line with that of first-degree murder.
There is a deep, dark, dark side in our culture, and it's our job to protect the children. There are times when things are so wicked that retribution is appropriate. It would be very rare that this case would happen, but it will happen. And I say to you that when you see that case, you read about it in the newspaper, you're going to say, this is the one case that this needs to happen.
Now, the bill sponsors say their hope is that the U.S. Supreme Court will review the Idaho bill if it becomes law and therefore issue a ruling that would expand the eligibility for the death penalty.
How about that in Idaho? How could this be applied nationwide? There's hope that this becomes law. The U.S. Supreme Court will review the Idaho bill, issue a ruling that would expand the whole thing to every single state. You mess with our children, you're done. What else do we have? More stuff in circles out of the Super Bowl. I'll show you that in a minute. First, just a reminder of what's going on with the Dow.
Brand new numbers on the economy this morning, sending markets lower. The U.S. stock market taking a significant hit at this hour, down 700 points. The Dow, it's almost a 2% drop. It's worst day in a year.
Worst day in a year. We've had all these warnings and more. We talked about the bank problems unveiled with Dr. Kirk Elliott, Federal Reserve requirements, silver and gold. More and more. You can just reach out to him at andweknow.com/gold. But just want to remind you, if you missed that interview, it is absolutely brilliant. We covered an awful lot. And I've showed you before Edward Griffin explaining what the Federal Service Reserve System actually is. A lot of folks have no idea.
Well, you asked the question in your book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, what is the Federal Reserve, and what is your answer?
Well, what it is, it's a cartel. It's not a government agency. It has the appearance of it being a government agency, and they went to great lengths to give it that facade. It does have the power of government because Congress voted to give the power of enforcement to it. But in its essence, underneath it, it's a cartel. It's nothing different than a banana cartel or an oil cartel or sugar cartel. It happens to be a banking cartel. They got together, they drew up the rules and regulations for their own industry, to self-regulate their own industry, is what cartels do. And then they sent it to Congress, and they took off the label at the top that said banking cartel, and they erased that, and they said Federal Reserve Act. Congress passed it into law, and that's why we think it's a government agency, is because if you don't obey the rules that they set down for their own industry, you go to prison. And so it looks like a government agency. But basically, the answer to your question is, it's a banking cartel.
Banking cartel. All these cartels, these evil ones and more, they're going to go down. Here's a clip that President Trump played recently.
We have it documented. We have it in texts. We have it in all sorts of forms. They knew about it. It was a terrible thing. Should have never happened and should never be allowed to happen again to a president. This should never happen again. This was a setup like we have never seen. I think it's the political crime of the century. And they've been caught. So let's see what happens to them all.
Yep, that great reminder was posted for all of us to see. Grasshopper jumped on it right away. Dan Scavino was the one that posted that video as a reminder for all of us. Brilliant. Brilliant how this is all played out. I'm showing it to you on the screen. I'll read it. Posting a 25-second clip at 22:23 on February 12th, Trump saying on August 10th, 2020, we have it all. Two-year Delta upcoming, the six-year Delta. They never thought she would lose. Now they all lose. They never thought Hillary was going to lose. Now they're all gone. Making a four-year Delta with the drop, 3860. Haven't you figured it out yet? It's not about Trump's corruption. It's about making sure you don't find out about their corruption, the evil ones. There's a presidential alert timestamp. Trump's alerting the Americans in that clip. Follow up to the last post. This all has meaning. Everything stated. Big picture stuff. Few positions allow for this direct knowledge. Proof will begin 11.3. Do you not think something's going on? Some folks even believe that the Super Bowl halftime show even showed TikTok clocks coming. They're about to be taken down. Instead of the negative side, some believe it's the positive side of the Super Bowl.
Yes, let's talk about the clock. So I actually didn't watch the Super Bowl, but believe me, everybody's hands were on deck sending me all the information. So Usher performed with a clock in the center, which eventually, oh my God, a hummingbird just flew right in front of me, which eventually starts burning up in flames like this. So you guys saw the Jennifer Coolidge commercial where the clock is ticking in the background.
Wait, are you a robot?
And we also had Taylor Swift wearing a clock necklace at the Grammys. So what's up with all the clocks? Tick tock, time is up. Time has run up on Hollywood, the veil. Everything has to be exposed, which is why there was so much disclosure at the Super Bowl. On top of that, we've got this list showing that everything that happened in 2020 is happening again in 2024. Proof again that we're just in a cycle, we're in a loop, but the time has run up, the veil has lifted, everything has been exposed, and it's time everybody awakens and sees it for what it is.
We see it for what it is. The devil uses these puppets to lead you to hell. Stop listening to them. Folks still listen to them.
You heard the crazy conspiracy theory that with every massive stadium tour going on right now, that there are a lot of demonic messages being unwillfully taken in by the huge crowds every night? At Beyonce's Stadium Renaissance World Tour, there's a scary interlude that takes fans by surprise that begins with a portal hypnosis, as if to control you and draw you in. Then it gets scary when messages like, whoever controls the media controls the mind, pop up on the screen. Then it's terrifying when mind control messages pop up on the screen in between placements of Beyonce's face and a picture of a human in a submissive, worshipy pose. Fans were saying they were getting so uncomfortable during this part, they were looking away. Second, the known suspected Satanist The Weeknd was so shameless and blatantly, for no reason, flashed Satan's name on the Jumbotron at his stadium concert. He's not even hiding his affinity for Satan at this point.
So we talked about all of this. We've showed you even Taylor Swift's demonic videos playing out. And I'll go to Taylor, something exposed by that many people are sharing about her and her family past.
To all you Swifties out there, don't come for me. I'm just joshing. That's not Taylor Swift. That's the former high priestess of the Church of Satan, who looks a lot like Taylor Swift. That's pretty ironic, right? Because it's not like this is a coven of witches, right? Choosy lyrics.
So the lyrics say, wait for the signal, they'll meet you after. This is on Taylor Swift's very witchy stadium set up for her concerts with the witchcraft that's going on in the woods, the nastiness, the evil. And while that's playing out, Taylor Swift has this shown as people are actually starting to scream out something.
Someone posted this online.
Summon the demons.
Someone else was thinking the same thing.
The worst part is she commented twice and she says, is this the new 1, 2, 3, let's go B? So she's saying, is summon the demons the new crowd chant that they say when she does this witchcraft ritual?
Now to any supporters, I know I already posted.
So they were basically crying out summon the demons at those concerts now for Taylor. Why do you think they have so many eyes on her? Why do they have her at the Super Bowl? Why do they keep showing her over and over again to get more eyes over to witchcraft, to demonic activity, because they are losing ground and they need everything they can to get those eyes over. It causes all types of evil behavior in people. These demons fool the minds. Satan tricks the minds. He's a liar. He's the father of lies. Daisy Strongin actually came out to tell everybody, if only I had somehow go back in time to 2018 and show myself these photos. They're not happy tears. She's with a baby feeding formula. This is the first feeding for the little baby that she had, 40 minutes old. I know breastfeeding does not work for every woman, but the hopelessness of my situation is hitting me hard this time. Why? Somebody asks. I went insane. I had my chest cut off. Why? Because she was coerced into transgenderism and now she regrets it. The father of lies gets a hold of him, but as we continue to go through this, the lies played out for people who got their jabs. Another Canadian MMA star, Ashley Nichols, tragically passes away just 3 weeks before next scheduled fight. That's all they say. They said she passes away. They never give you clear reasons why. They just say pass away. France has passed a new law which will send you to jail for 3 years if you criticize the mRNA COVID jab, the gene therapy shot. Yeah, that law passed quietly, secretly through. Satan doesn't want to be exposed at all in any form or fashion. As a matter of fact, he uses TV shows to make fun of those who belong to the Bible. They're now kicking the Bible.
Would you like to kick or receive the Bible?
I will receive.
Tom wins the toss, chooses to receive the Bible. Patterson back with the kick. Oh my goodness! Whoa. Is that a touchback? Can you even get a touchback?
First time in...
They're kicking the Bible now. I have no idea where this is coming from. I don't know if you guys know who this is, but if this is a church, then you need to have a talk with them because this is downright evil. That is sick that they would even do that. They need prayer. They need somebody to walk up to them and let them know, look, we've had enough. We've also had enough on our border, so I'm going to share this real quick and then we'll close.
Why are they letting it happen? Why do you think the government is allowing the border to be so porous? And why are they resisting when Texas tries to do something about it?
Well, I always worry when we're trying to understand what's happening and the information is not being shared with us. You have to ask yourself the question of how many separate things are in play, right? Before I went to Panama, I thought there was a migration of people. Now I think there are two. One of them's clearly a migration, and the other one could well be an invasion. So if I know that there are two things, then I can put them in two categories, and I can ask myself the question, why is this being allowed, and why is that being allowed? The consensus, maybe consensus is too strong, but the belief amongst many who have been on the story of the migration for years now is that this is a ploy to create voters, Democratic voters. And I don't think that's impossible. I think that's probably playing a role. I don't know how realistic it is. I don't know whether or not it is clear that migrants necessarily carry the likelihood of voting blue that the blue team imagines. But anyway, I think that that's a plausible explanation in part, but I don't think it really covers it. There are other hypotheses that are darker. There is talk about the possibility of trading citizenship for military service. I think that's a very frightening prospect, but I didn't invent the idea. It has been discussed. And the problem is that to the extent that we saw things like the vaccine mandate drive out the skeptics from the military, this process would also bring in a lot of people into military service who would have more reason to follow immoral orders than a citizen soldier who had been American their whole life.
That's right. So if you join the military and you get out because you know immorally it's wrong to force you to put these jabs into your body, well, let's put the people in that will actually do what they're told. And then when it comes to taking out the Americans, if they have to try to use the United Nations and join them all together and say, attack the Americans, these folks who have podcasts, these folks who stand for MAGA, these folks who are just pro free speech and more. Well, let's get rid of them. So we're going to reuse our military, the ones that in America, the ones that are actually not from America or have the American values. We'll put the American uniforms on them and then we'll just use them because they'll actually do what they're told. again, taking us to the precipice, taking us to the very edge where we wonder what's gone wrong with our country and more. Elon Musk, amazing that some people still think the news is real. It's amazing. They're lying to us, the mainstream media. We've caught on to them using this channel and more. We know the manipulation of the mind that they use. We understand that they're doing everything they can to steal, kill, and destroy us. And we're all working together to stay in touch, love each other, share the truth, and help those that are in need. Strengthen one another, right? So we get to the close of this. I wanted to quote a verse, Revelation 17:14. These will wage war against the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, because he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are the called and chosen and faithful. Was with some new folks as I'm traveling and heard something very refreshing once again. All that's going on the earth, I stay close to the King of Kings, and I know he'll get me through. I needed that reminder. Sometimes we get so caught up in everything that's going on, all of the drops, all of the information flowing in and out. And then we have a duty as believers in Christ, I believe, to stand up and use the gifts that are given to us to support the areas that we live in, to be a light in the darkness, to get involved in our local school boards, get involved in our local town hall meetings and more. Bring light to the darkness. Help out where we can. Run for election, help with the voting, help with the areas where people actually need guidance and direction and prayer. Now, I've shared this before, and I'll share it again before we end. I spent 6 to 7 days a week, guys, inside of a tiny building, doing Bible studies, which are good, praying with one another, which are great. I spent very little time trying to find out what was going on in the local towns when I was in the Marine Corps, everywhere we moved every 3 years, to see where I could help and support. And I should have. I should have taken everything I learned inside that building and taken it out to the community and used it to not only share Christ, but to get involved. Be with people that need help and support and love and guidance. Most of you are probably doing that because you're wonderful people. But let's just remember that as we move forward, okay? Here we go.
But nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much once again for all that you say and do for us through your word. We ask for your continued guidance as we go through this spiritual war and these things that we're involved in every single day. We ask that you continue to protect those that are on the front lines, protect our families from the enemy who wants to destroy us and more. We are so grateful for all that you do in and through our lives. You are an amazing God, and we just worship you. And we ask that we continue to worship in spirit and in truth. We ask all this in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. We hope that you hit that follow button, the subscribe button, and share and more. And thank you so much for your love and support and your prayers. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Amway Know, signing out.